Shaking hands with all my friends. You know I'm a fool.
Hi there, welcome to our Soul Food Broadcast, a ministry of Calvary Chapel, Princeton, West Virginia.
Go down to verse 46. I apologize for not having a PowerPoint for you this morning. My computer died, and my PowerPoint along with it. So I had nothing to make a PowerPoint on. My little laptop doesn't have PowerPoint on it, and I can't do one on my iPad. So Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 46. And when you find it, if you would stand for the reading of the word. Now they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, Go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Father God, we thank you for this morning, for letting us come together in your name and for your presence with us. We thank you for your word, Lord, that we can hear you speak to us. That we can know you, Lord, and we can just draw closer to you this day. Lord, I ask you to help me as I deliver your word. I can do nothing apart from you, Lord, nothing that would make any difference at all for eternity. But I know, Lord, as your word goes forth, you said it wouldn't return to you void, that it will accomplish what you set it out to do. And we pray that would happen this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Excuse me. And I ask you to pray for me as I bring the word to you this morning, because sometimes I just kind of run completely out of breath, and sometimes my voice goes away. So I'm keeping the microphone a little bit away from me this morning, so I won't be doing the Darth Vader impression, as Roy calls it. But, you know, if my voice goes away, I may need to move it closer. So I'll try not to sound too much like Darth Vader. Verse 46 says, Now they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. Now if you remember, Jesus and his disciples are on their way to Jerusalem. He has told his disciples now several times why he is going, that he is going to die. He's going to be persecuted, he's going to be mistreated, abused, and put to death. But he's also told them that he will rise again on the third day. But as they journey toward Jerusalem, you know, it's not just the disciples going with him, but also a great multitude. And it seems like the closer he gets, the bigger that the multitude grows. I'm sure there's a lot of people following him just to see what's going to happen. Yeah. Because when you follow Jesus around, things happen. Yeah. He makes things happen. And nobody knew what was going to happen next. And so there's a large contingency and a lot of commotion going on as Jesus travels. And I'm sure as he approached the city of Jericho, you know, the expectation of him entering the city caused a really big commotion. In fact, we know in the book of Luke from the story of Zacchaeus, who had to climb up in a tree because he was short, had to climb up in a tree just to be able to get to see Jesus. You know, the crowd was so great as he came through the city. And he, we're told here, entered the city, but then as he was leaving, you know, he passed by this blind beggar sitting by the road. And verse 47, and as he heard, that is, as Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." You know, here this beggar that everybody else is kind of ignoring, you know, pushing to the side and probably way back in the background, when he hears who it is, begins to cry out to Jesus. And the crowd tried to silence him. You know, "Shut up. You know, quit carrying on like that. You know, this is Jesus. He doesn't have time for you." G. Campbell Morgan says that in all probability, it was because that they thought that Jesus was too dignified to have anything to do with a beggar. Now, anybody who knew Jesus at all knew better than that, because these are the kind of people that he did have to do with, that he ministered to. We don't see him going too often to the upper echelon of society, if you will. We see some of them coming to him with questions and trying to trip him up and all kinds of things. But the people that Jesus went to minister to were the down and out. You know, like he said, you know, it's the sick who need a doctor. Well, Bartimaeus wasn't about to be deterred by the crowd. You know, he wanted to get to Jesus, and he wasn't going to be denied. You have to admit, you know, he didn't have much class, but he did have persistence, and he had determination. And he wasn't going to be shut up because he wanted to touch Jesus, and he wanted Jesus to touch him. And, you know, Bartimaeus' persistence is a good example of what our prayer life should be. You know, he wasn't discouraged because no one led him to Jesus, and he wasn't discouraged by those who told him to hush and to stay away. You know, Charles Spurgeon said, and Spurgeon has a wonderful way of saying things. He said, "Take the gates of heaven and shake them with all thy vehemence, as though thou would pull them up, post and bar and all. Stand at mercy's gate and take no denial. Knock and knock and knock again, as though you would shake the very spheres. But what would you obtain? But that you would obtain an answer by your cries. Cold or even lukewarm prayers never win God's ear. Draw thy bow with full strength if thou would send thy arrow as high as heaven." And someone penned these lines and says, "Press on. Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful, talented men. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone will win the day." Now, Jesus addresses this thought of persistence when it comes to prayer life. In Luke chapter 5, he says, Which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, Do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence he will rise and give to him as many as he needs. I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Excuse me. You know, I think if Bartimaeus had just called out a couple of times and then listened to the crowd, you know, Jesus probably would have gone right on. If we, you know, in our prayer life approach Jesus the same way, we could expect very little in return. But if we are as persistent as Bartimaeus was, then we can expect Jesus to listen to us in return. And then Bartimaeus cries, you know, to have mercy on me. He knew what he needed from Jesus. First of all, mercy. He didn't cry out, Jesus, Son of David, restore my sight. He cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He knew that he wasn't owed anything. That the first thing that he needed was a gift that he hadn't earned. Something he didn't necessarily even deserve. He needed mercy. And all he wanted first and foremost from Jesus was mercy. He understood his need. And he also understood that Jesus was his only hope. You know, someone said, I believe it was Alistair Begg, I'm not sure, said that we can never really know Jesus until we see him as an absolute necessity. We can't come halfway to him. We can't just see him as probably the best option of all the other religious leaders or whatever in the world. We have to see him as an absolute necessity, or we can never really know him. I think that's one of the fallacies of modern-day evangelism. It's just an easy, you know, come to Jesus and life will be much better for you. You know, choose Jesus. He's the best option that you have. Now, if we don't see him as a necessity, if we don't see him as Bartimaeus saw him, as the only hope that we have, then we're not really going to come to him. He is not just the best option out of many. He is the only option out of all of them. Verse 49, so Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. You know, it's interesting. A couple of things here I think are quite interesting. One is that Jesus didn't go to Bartimaeus. He called for the crowd to bring Bartimaeus to him. You know, that is the function of the church, isn't it? One of the functions of the church is to bring people to Jesus. We are to go into the world, the highways and the hedges, if you will, and seek those who need mercy. Seek those whom he is calling and bring them to Jesus. You know, we serve the only God, course, the only living God that there is. But we serve the only God that we can actually introduce somebody to. And that's what he is expecting us to do, to bring people to him, just like Bartimaeus was brought to him by the people in the crowd. Now, it's also interesting to me that when Jesus called for Bartimaeus to be brought to him, the crowd suddenly changes their whole attitude toward Bartimaeus. You know, suddenly old Bart isn't just a beggar to be hushed. You know, he is, Jesus is calling you, so you must be important. We want to be identified with you now. Crowds are fickle, aren't they? People are fickle. But, and notice too how quickly Bartimaeus responds. You know, he throws aside anything that's going to hinder him from getting to Jesus. You know, and goes straight there. That too needs to be our attitude when coming to Jesus. That nothing is going to stand in our way. Nothing is going to prevent us from coming to him. Not the crowd or society or our friends or whoever, you know, telling us to be quiet, but our sheer determination that we are coming to Jesus and he is going to meet our needs by his mercy. So Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." Now, Jesus knew exactly what Bartimaeus wanted. He knew exactly what Bartimaeus needed. Why did he ask him? Why do we pray and tell Jesus what it is that we need? Because he wants us to. He wants us to verbalize our need, to say what it is. And Bartimaeus says, you know, that I may receive my sight. You know, there's a general prayer and there's specific prayer. You know, the first thing that Bartimaeus prayed was, "Have mercy on me." Now, that's kind of general. And then he narrows it down to the specific, you know, that I may receive my sight. You know, when you pray a general prayer, you generally get a general answer. When you pray a specific prayer, you get a specific answer. Another quote from Spurgeon. He says, "Rest assured that those are best prayers in all respect if they be earnest and sincere, which go most directly to the point. You know that there is a way of praying in the closet and praying in the family in which you do not ask for anything. You say a great many good things, introduce much of your own experience, review the doctrines of grace in very thoughtfully, but you do not ask for anything in particular. Such prayer is always uninteresting to listen to, and I think it must be rather tedious to those who offer it." God wants us to come to him with our specific need. You know, tell him in detail what it is that you want. And then when he answers, you know, he will answer in detail. It may not be the answer you want. It isn't always. But it will be answered in detail, if you ask in detail. Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. How did the faith of the blind man save him? It was a faith that was determined to reach Jesus, where it said, you know, when he was told to be quiet, he cried out all the more. It was a faith that knew who Jesus was. He called him the Son of David, which was a common messianic title in those days. It was a faith that came humbly to Jesus. As he said, have mercy on me. It was a faith that humbly submitted to Jesus. He addresses him as Rabboni when he comes to him. Now, the term rabbi means teacher, but Rabboni means an exalted one. I think literally it means O great one, something like that. You know. But the main reason his faith, well, it is faith that told Jesus what he wanted in specifics. Excuse me. But the main reason his faith saved him, it was because he put his faith in something that was real, something that was substantial. Excuse me. Something genuine. And so, immediately he received his sight. And of course, after receiving his sight, he followed Jesus. You know, Jesus said, you know, your faith has saved you. Now, go your way. But we notice that Bartimaeus' way became the way of following Jesus. Jesus' way was Bartimaeus' way. So, somebody said, you know, be like Bartimaeus and call to the son of David. Do not lose a moment. He's passing by. And you are passing into eternity. And the probability will never have a more favorable, and probably you will never have a more favorable opportunity than at the present. When you hear his word, when your heart is speaking, now is the time to call on him. Now is the time to come to him as he passes by and be specific. Lord, have mercy on me. I need salvation, or I need whatever your need is. Call on him while he may be found, while he may be heard.